Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, the dig out continues following last week's late winter blizzard across states like Colorado, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wyoming. Terry Frankhauser is the Colorado Cattlemen's Association's executive vice president and shares what he's hearing from some of his members following last week's storm.
For the most part, cattle are very durable animals, so they fared well. They were prepared. They had them bedded down. The key in this is to not get them inside of sheds or get them up against something where the snow will drift over them with these sorts of winds. But they had sustained winds of about 50, 55 mile an hour with gusts in the 70s. In northeastern Colorado, they didn't get that much snow, but they got just the little bit of snow they had. Had it into a whiteout, a blizzard. And as you would imagine, you know, when we talked about this significant low pressure system, what happens during low pressure systems? Well, cows begin to calve. So we had quite a bit of that, and they were wet, the calves were. So there may have been some more than average calf loss, but for the most part, livestock fared very well.
And certainly we send out our thoughts and prayers to everyone who was impacted. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nimitz.